MSU professor in agriculture, food, and resource economics. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Real good, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell me how farmers are doing in the mid-Michigan area. We've kind of had a weather theme tonight, talking about storms and the Red Cross and all kinds of things. We need to talk about the farmers because it's going to have an effect on all of us.
Yes. Not much was planted in the past week here in Midwest Michigan. In fact, almost nothing. I talked to a couple farmers today. Michigan as a whole actually planted about 16% more of its corn crop. It gets a little sandier, and there wasn't quite as much rain north of here and in some areas east of here. But regularly, they would have about 80% of their crop planted, and locally, it's about 50% of their corn right now. And so, they still have soybeans to go.
Oh, so we are behind the eight ball on this.
Pretty good. If we don't get the rain tonight, they'll get a lot of corn planted probably tomorrow. But then it doesn't look very good till Monday.
Well, and that's what I was going to say in reading an article in the Detroit News. You talked about kind of windows of opportunity, and one of the farmers quoted in that article talked about the fact we can't plant in wet, soggy soil. So it can dry enough from the rain last night, or the rain wasn't that heavy?
Right around here, we only got about a tenth of an inch.
Okay.
I mean, there may have been some local areas that got little spots that got more. So last night didn't hurt much, and today was a nice, good drying day. So tomorrow, there'll be some fields planted, but we really could use two or three more days here to make huge progress. But right now, they'll take what they can get.
And you mentioned in the article, Dr. Hilker, that early June is the pivotal time. I mean, that's at a point when things have to be in and we have to be going here.
Yeah, so a lot of things coming in. It's not like if you plant the first week of June, you'll have a bad yield. But basically, after about May 15th, you start losing about a half a percent of your yield a day, close to a bushel. As you go into June, two things happen. One, you're late, so you've lost that yield. Plus, by the time the corn's ready, you may be into late October or into November where weather gets bad on that end, and then you have trouble with drying and other concerns.
So with about the percentages down from where we ought to be this time, are the farmers concerned? I mean, are they at the point of getting nervous about this?
They're nervous. They're frustrated. They're jumpy. I was just out riding around. I didn't see anything. I did catch one farmer mowing his lawn.
Oh, dear. What about, I loved another, it was a good article that you were quoted in, Jim, and it talked about, and I loved one of your quotes, it said, technology is sophisticated and farmers are savvy, but all of that advancement depends on the basic fact that it needs to stop raining. So it really is that simple, isn't it?
At this point, it is. They're ready to go. They're good. They can plan a lot. But if you put it in too much mud, it won't come up anyhow.
Oh,
it has to be drier. It can be pretty moist, but not soggy.
Not soggy. What about corn prices? We've been hearing a lot about the price of corn. It's getting pretty expensive out there. I mean, it's a good thing for the farmers, isn't it?
Yes, it is, in the short run, at least. The price are good. Mid-Michigan had nice good corn yields last year. The country yield was down a little bit last year. At the same time, world demand was up. But this last jump in prices, besides continued strong demand, is worried about next year's crop.
And I was just going to say that's going to drive the price as well. Is farmers are slower getting the crops in because of the rain? That'll drive the price up when we don't have the yield. Correct.
Correct. Now, the western Corn Belt, like Iowa, Nebraska, and most of Illinois, has their corn in, and that's where the big bulk of the corn is.
Well,
so they're up to over 90% of their corn in this report that just came out at 4 o'clock today, which is through yesterday.
So we
could get hurt two ways. On the other hand, Ohio only has 11% of their crop planted, and that's a decent-sized corn state.
Wow. So we're gonna see as consumers, we may take a hit on this as well, correct?
A little bit.
Okay.
Corn isn't like the kind you eat at your table. It's fed to livestock.
Mm-hmm.
So if the corn price are high, oftentimes that means we cut back livestock production over time. So there's kind of a lagged effect to the consumer, the high corn prices, because what it means is there's less money made by the people producing meat, so they cut back. So down the road, we have less meat available, and that drives meat prices up, which we're seeing to some degree already. So this will just kind of could possibly further that.
It could just exacerbate the situation. With prices up a little bit for farmers, what they're paid for the corn, can that be a boost some of them have needed financially for a while that have taken a hit over the years?
Yes. Grain farmers who've had their yield, corn farmers, have done pretty good the last couple, 3 years. It's like cycles. It was terrible from about 98 to 2006. And then 2006 to now, it's been up or down. But I do need to point out, though, that costs have gone up quite dramatically as well. So they have had good years, but it's the increase in corn prices hasn't all gone into the farmer's pocket.
Well,
a lot of it's gone to higher cost.
Well, and I appreciate that distinction. With them benefiting a bit by the price of corn going up a bit, some of them are still just kind of going to make it.
Well, there's always those farmers. Last year, for most Michigan farmers, was a good year, and with the previous couple, pretty decent, which is a real blessing in the sense that if we don't do as well this year in the 2011 crop, at least we had a pretty decent 2010 crop to fall back on. Now, that doesn't mean it takes care of all of it, but at least they're not coming out of a couple bad years.
Is there, and again from this article, a little bit of information, the wet spring can help a couple of crops that actually are planted in the fall. So wheat may be doing all right this year.
Yeah, wheat in Michigan's doing very well. A high percentage of it is considered good to excellent condition. It's probably had enough rain now. It needs heat now, but it's not too late for that.
So
if we start getting some pretty good heat, we could have we're looking like we're going to have a pretty good wheat crop in Michigan this year, yes.
Well, that's good. And it looks like for fruit trees and so forth, the rain is a good thing for them as well. But I'm guessing they also need the heat at this point.
They're getting it. I'm not as much up on fruit, and it's not as much in this area. But at this point, I think they're feeling pretty good about things.
Well, you're more up on fruit than I am, Jim. So I'll take your word for it, sir. I really will. I appreciate you spending some time with us this evening and telling us about this, because we drive around and we complain about the rain just because we can't go out and have a picnic. But there's folks' livelihoods depending on that, and then what we see at the marketplace as well. So I appreciate your time and perspective.
Well, thanks for having me.